For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Lauren Miller, the senior assistant captain out of Brockville, Ontario. And last weekend, your team took on the unanimous number one team in the country, the Wisconsin Badgers. You had six shots on goal on Friday. Your team loses 6-1. How hard was it to get anything on net in that Friday game?
Yeah, it's hard to get anything on net. You know, they got such a good defensive core, but any funnel or shot on net, you never know, could get a good rebound opportunity, but
it just didn't go your way on Friday. Saturday, you were on the ice for both Beaver goals. You've been a part of the action. You didn't get credit for AJ's goal as an assist, but you were one of the people that made that play happen. Do you remember that goal, and how fun was it to have a 1-0 lead on Wisconsin?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and you know, credit to AJ. She had a very good shot on net, and she's really good at coming down into the slot as a defenseman and getting shots on net.
She's been your number two point scorer this year for your hockey team. It's not typical you see a defenseman doing that. Why do you think that is?
She played a forward in high school, and she's a very offensive defenseman, so I think that helps their offensive game a lot.
Well, you guys had that 1-0 lead. They score to make it 2-1. And then Summer Thibodeau. What a great play out there in neutral ice, and it was nice to see her get some credit for all of her hard work, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Summer, she's a workhorse out there, and I was behind watching the whole thing happen and very excited for her.
And of course, deking out probably one of the better goaltenders in the country, Anne Renee, but Summer's moves, and she had a little room to shoot, but not a lot. You guys practice stuff like that in practice?
A little bit, yeah. We do shootouts every once in a while, but just the patience that she had with the puck was unbelievable.
You guys were tied 2-2 going into the third. What was it like going toe-to-toe with such a team like Wisconsin?
It feels pretty amazing to be tied going into the third period. You know, they got a couple of quick ones on us, and we were unable to bounce back from them, but I thought we had a good battle.
You guys lost that game 4-2 the night before. You lost 6-1. What's worse?
Honestly, it's hard to say. You know, a 6-1 loss really hits you hard, but I think a close one like that, you know, it's even worse.
You guys were that close to beating a team like Wisconsin. How much confidence does that give you going into these last four games of the regular season?
I think it gives us a lot of confidence, and we know what needs to be done this upcoming weekend in St. Cloud, and I think that's where our main focus is for right now.
I know I've told a lot of people this, that the BSU women's hockey team is playing their best hockey right now. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
And how important is that right now?
It's very important coming to the home stretch. You know, this next weekend's very important. It's really close for these last couple spots for playoffs. So,
you guys are 4 points behind St. Cloud State. They're in fifth place. You guys are in seventh. The race is tight there for that fifth and sixth place. But what do you guys need to do to beat the Huskies this weekend?
We just got to start getting more offensive opportunities and putting the puck in the net.
I know earlier the season against them, you ended up winning 6-2 and then fell 3-0. What do you take from those two games, and what did you learn from those two games going into this weekend?
Honestly, everyone knows that anything can happen in this league and anyone can win, and you got to bring it every single night.
I know last week when I talked to AJ, I brought up 2 years ago when you guys were the underdog going into Duluth for the playoffs, and you guys surprised them and took them to three games. Do you guys see yourself doing that maybe again this year to another team?
Yeah, absolutely. I hope so. It's one of my favorite memories from being here at Bemidji, and it would be unbelievable to do it again.
Well, and you being a senior, it would be more important to do it this year, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Lauren, good luck this weekend. Thanks so much for your time, and we wish you the best.
Thank you very much.